You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
My guest on Treasuring Mothers today is our health and wellbeing expert, Jodie Sargeson. Welcome, Jodie. Lovely to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me along today.
That's great. Now, we've talked a little bit recently about action plans and things, and you did mention in that perhaps exercising with others might be a way to go if you're finding motivation a bit of an issue. But actually, I like exercising on my own. So what's the deal there? What's the preferred option?
Oh, Jenny, I was going to ask you that question, whether you like to exercise on your own or in a group. And look, that might change throughout your life. For me, there have been times of my life where I would choose to exercise with somebody. And some of the reasons for me was that I didn't really have a great knowledge of, you know, what did exercise look like? Going to a gym, I was pretty scared about the, you know, that first moment you're going to a gym and you don't want to feel silly. You have no idea what you're doing. So, of course, you're going to take a gym buddy. So it might not even be the motivation. That's a really good reason to take someone is for your motivation. You kind of commit to them. So they can be that helper to get you along there. But they might just be also your support tool so you feel okay to get things started. So if you're going to have an exercise buddy, you need to make sure that they're going to help you achieve your goal. So look, going back to that action plan, why are you going? Why are you wanting to exercise in the first place? If it's just to actually have some time with a friend and not so much focus on the exercise, then that's great. Go for a walk and do those kind of things where you can have a chat. But if it's something that you're wanting to do to better your health or for a particular goal, whether it's weight loss or to run a race, then you're probably going to need to look at who you're choosing. Because if it's someone that's just going to talk the whole way through, then you're probably going to find it more challenging to actually engage in the fitness that you're doing. So
yes.
I know there's for me, there's nothing worse than actually dedicating time to go to a gym and then just having someone talk to you the whole way through.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, if you're going for a jog, you can talk when you get to a certain level of fitness. But even then, if you want to really push yourself, you don't want to be talking, do you?
Yes, that's correct. So it really, look, it is important to look at why you're doing or what your goal is. So for running has become my meditation. I'm not someone that likes to sit down and listen to those meditation tapes and that kind of thing. And yes, I love all the yogas and things like that. But for me, when I run, I unpick my thoughts. It's sort of in the day with children and some of the places that I am, they're very noisy and running. And I think particularly most mums or many mums could probably relate to this. It's just dedicating a chunk of time to actually be on my own. I actually put worship music on now. I've gone from listening to high-intensity music to this beautiful music that just makes me feel great. Mm. And I lose myself in that. So that, for me, it's, a, you know, ticking so many boxes. I'm keeping fit. And, this is something I do when I'm not trying to really have a high-intensity day in my fitness. So it really, it's important to look at why or why not you might want to be exercising on your own, or you might need to include that partner.
Yes.
As you mentioned, Jenny, I'd like to actually ask you, what is it about exercising on your own that you enjoy?
Well, similar to you, being an introvert, this is when I have my time and I can just get away on my own. I do use it for mulling through what's happening around me in my day, what the last day was like, what this next day is. I use it consciously to pray. And it's really hard to focus to pray the whole time, but I can do that for a short period of time. So, yeah, really it's a recharge my batteries thing, to the point where if someone says, oh, I could come with you at 6:30 on Tuesday, and I'm sort of going, oh, I'm not sure I'm available then, because I really need to have my own time. So, yeah, it's it's an interesting conundrum. But I have enjoyed sport activities, so team sports in the past. So that's another way of having someone with you, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, that was something I've sort of kept in the back of my mind to draw out is, once again, like I said about that why, but if it is to keep fit, there might be something. If you're someone that really struggles to get yourself along to things and commit to things, team sport is fantastic. And it can tick that many boxes of, you might be looking for a different circle of friends, and that's a great way to meet new people and keep you motivated, you know, chasing a ball. That's far more the style of my husband. He said, why would I run, you know, unless I'm chasing a ball? I just don't find that enjoyable. Mm. So I really look at who you are and what you enjoy. And we've talked about that a lot in the past. And once again, if it is because you really want to improve something, and it might be your strength, you might really be looking to improve strength, and you might have no idea how to do that. Go somewhere or take someone that's going to be able to help you. In the past, I've really wanted to work on my technique and wanted to improve my strength. So what I did, I went and partnered with a friend who was right into that area of fitness, and they had amazing technique. So I went and partnered with them because I knew they would really push me in that area, and it was great.
Yeah.
So it really ticked all the boxes there.
Yeah, that's good. And the other thing I suppose you can do is go to classes. So there's all sorts of classes around, isn't there? And so maybe you feel like you're on your own in a class, but you're with other people.
Yes, and if you go to a good class or a class where you have a good, solid instructor, they will pick on your technique and they will keep you accountable to why you're there, especially if you keep going back to that same class with the same instructor. It can be a very valuable thing. Find the instructor that you enjoy and that you know will correct you as well and push you to where you want to be.
Yeah, that's so good. Good. So were there any other things you had in mind for us today, Jodie?
If you are somebody who enjoys your running and enjoys your swimming and you want to take it to a next level, you don't have necessarily a friend who can partner with you on this, there are some really good groups around you'll be able to connect in with. Even on Facebook, you might be able to find a group that suits your purpose and your needs.
Mm-hmm.
I joined a running group at one stage just to have someone push me with some little intervals. I was feeling a bit unmotivated to push myself on my own. So I knew that this group would take me to a whole new level. And once again, team sport. So looking to try something different and really progress my explosive skills and energy. And so I joined touch football.
Oh, wow.
And that was also a great way to go and do that with a group and some friends.
Yes. Yes, and because so many of us do, I mean, we all do sport at school, don't we? We all get involved in teams. We're all encouraged to do that. But I guess the question is, as an adult, how much of your adult life do you intentionally work on that side of your physicality and fitness? It's a good question to ask, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Really important too.
Yeah, really important. Well, thanks so much, Jodie. Great to talk with you today. And I'm sure there's more we can talk about next time. So we'll catch up with you then.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.